I have courage to accomplish great things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That means you just can't sit around and this year goes by. You're going to get something done.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We've exhibited great courage in so many difficult situations through the years. And we celebrate what you call the victory. We celebrate is God honoring our faith that we had the courage to stand. And I learned early in ministry that God did not put me before you for you to follow my style of dressing or the car I drive or where I live or any of those things. No. God told you to follow my faith. So my job is to make my faith so clear, so visible, that you can follow it. And I can say without fear of contradiction, if you are in covenant with Resurrection House for all nations, my faith has been made clear to you. You can do all the tire clapping all you want to, but I know my faith has been made clearly visible. The works of my faith has been before you. The miracles, hallelujah. The signs, the wonders, hallelujah. So you will discover in this message that faith cannot stand alone. Faith needs a buttress, needs a support system. If you remember, since we're Gideon's army, that when God was about to save Israel through Gideon, that the man was afraid.
Amen.
And the first thing God had to do was to weed out all the people among the soldiers who were scared.
Yes.
And God said to Gideon, go and make an announcement. If you are scared, go home.
Amen.
And 30,000 went home. My God, he thought he had something. That's for those who think that God does things by numbers.
Amen.
He doesn't.
Amen.
All these people, thousands of people. Remember, God was with Gideon. God was with them. But they were afraid. And God said, if you are scared, leave my army. What is God telling you? Your faith in me, your confidence in me should be so big inside of you that you will look at the devil and say, who is this uncircumcised? You got to get there.
Amen.
You must get there. I told you that years ago, an elderly gentleman, a man of God, a man of prayer, he looked at me. He said, young man, I can sense that God is going to use you. Let me give you counsel. He said to me, don't let any man frame your world. They will make it too small. Why? Their counsel will come out of their own pain and their own fears and their own disappointments and their own failures.
Amen.
I'm an original. My faith is unique to me. Then he said, here's the next counsel. He said, make your plan so big that if God doesn't step in, you will fail woefully. I asked him why. He said, because if you want to provoke God's jealousy, give him room. Make the thing so big, God will find room to fit. Don't make it so small that even his finger can't get in. He said, make it so big. In other words, make it beyond your personal capacity to produce. And that's how you make room for God. Watch now. Most of you walked with me through COVID. You have to follow those things. That's what he says, follow my faith. The reason I keep singing them as a song is because Satan is a master at minimizing your breakthroughs and magnifying your failures. Should I say that again? He's a master at minimizing your breakthroughs, but maximizing your failures and magnifying them. So, this is how spiritual warfare plays out. Channel 57 chooses me, of all the ministries on their channel, to give a glory response to COVID. And I go there and I preach my heart out. I challenge the church to believe God through the pandemic. I said, receive the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus. I said, if you believe you will catch COVID from the communion, throw away your Bible. It's no longer Jesus. Amen. You should have faith that if COVID touches this bread, it will die. You, that wasn't what America was preaching. They were telling you, get the prepackaged ones. And they were going through all this. They didn't know that God left. And people were dying by the hundreds in their churches. They didn't know why. Watch how spiritual warfare works. I finished that thing, and then I came back home. And a week later, I came down with COVID. You see how spiritual warfare works? What is Satan is saying? Okay, you big mouth, let's see what you're going to do now. We're going to shut you up. That's why many of you don't have courage. Because when he counterattacks you, you don't know that's your opportunity to get louder and get stronger. Now, what was terrible at the time, that was Delta COVID. The one that people were dying and they were throwing them in the tractor trailer. And that one, not the Omicron that is a flu. This one is nothing. The real deal. It was so bad, by the time we left the house and got to Southern Regional, I couldn't even come out of the car. They had to carry me and put me in the wheelchair. I couldn't. And they took an x-ray and as God will have it, there was a bed available. So straight to COVID ward. And then I discovered what was killing people during COVID. The rejection was so intense. Because people are afraid. And they come all suited up and they're rushing. They come into your room. And they want to run out. They won't let any family visit you. When you need it. I mean, I was shaking. Just to pick up a glass of water might take me 20 minutes. I have to look at it and look at it and look at it until finally you muster enough energy to pick it up. That's how terrible that Delta COVID is. I mean, Lizzie cooked food and they brought to me. I couldn't stop shaking. I couldn't pick it up. I couldn't get it to my mouth. It sat there and spoiled. I was really sick. Now, it is one thing to be sick, and then there's a hope for recovery. But when you look in the eyes of your caregivers, you don't see faith. They were more terrified than I was. Then you keep hearing, where people are coding. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Because when you see someone walk through things, Satan wants to minimize it. And you pay lip service to it, it doesn't change you. And they were doing their best because nobody knew the cure for COVID. They were just pumping antibiotics and fluids in my system. It's just 24/7, just going. And then, all of a sudden, this young man, an African-American doctor, came in. He was just obnoxious. I told him, don't you ever come back here. He said, man, you got COVID. That's what it is. So I talked to Doc about him. He said, yeah, he got problems everywhere. He's fighting with everybody. So there's nothing unusual about it. I said, but he shouldn't come back here to see me. So, and then one night, this white woman, around 1 a.m., opened my door. As soon as I saw her, the Holy Spirit said to me, that's a witch. So I said, okay, here we go. I bet she don't know who is laying here. Okay. There was something that God used Doc to say to me. You know, sometimes you may say something, that happens to me all the time, you don't know the power of what you said. Doc said to me, you know, I know you're sick. I know you're going through all of this. But to me, you are still the apostle. Hey. You talk about going to snatch confidence that's trying to run away from you. Yeah. The Bible says, exhort one another daily. He didn't know he put life in me. Because when you're so weak physically, and I was watching this woman, you know, usually you come to draw blood and they tie that thing up and put alcohol or whatever, and then they draw blood and leave. I didn't know what the woman was doing in my arm. And finally I screamed at her, what are you doing? And when she jerked, it was blood all over my sheet. And she rushed out the room. So you devil, you think you're coming to make up your quota with a son of God? So I never saw her again. So all that is raging. I did not know that all that medication had side effects because I was seeing men that are 14 feet tall. And I was saying, is the devil trying to impress me? With all these, you know, figures, you know, giants, you know. I didn't know it was the medicine. I said, okay. Because God said, even if you're limping on one leg, you're higher than all devils. I might be sick and on my back, but my spirit is not sick. I didn't know how sick I was, but Doc knew. And Doc was going through something because there's this guy who is his friend who also had COVID, who went under the tube, you know, that thing, what do you call it? He was intubated, ventilator. And then he didn't make it, and he died. And here I come, and then I'm in this situation. Doc will come. I didn't know it would be 1 or 2 a.m. when he would be coming to see me. That's not medicine. That's love.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Which doctor will be coming to see you at 1 o'clock in the morning? He's not on night shift. So I was so sick. And then Doc said he left the hospital and came to the altar to pray. But on his way to the church, remember, I didn't know any of that, God came to me. He said, now, do you know why you are here? I said, no, I don't know. I don't understand why you will allow this to happen, but I'm taking it in stride. He said, now, remember when I talked to you about XYZ? I said, yes. He said, you disagreed with me. That opened the door for this attack. And he made that statement. He said, when a son of God disagrees with God, he said, there is no path forward. I said, okay, then. I agree with you. You should be a quick learner.
Amen.
That's all I said. He said, then I agree with you. It's like, boom, something happened. I was healed. Okay, watch now. So you can understand what I'm telling you. I just felt something happen. Doc was at the altar praying. And God said to him, are you concerned about my son? He said, yes. He says, I've already healed him.
Hallelujah.
It was happening simultaneously. All of a sudden, the caregivers came in the room and said, hey, you look like you're doing better. They said, get up. They wanted to see if I walked around, if my oxygen level would drop. So they put a pulse oximeter on my finger that measures the oxygen level. And I walked around, and it was not dropping. They said, oh, we know people that are sicker than you that need your bed. It is time to patch you up. Look, I went in on Tuesday. I was discharged on Friday. COVID, 3 days. You are not shouting loud enough. I went home Friday. Sunday morning, I walked in here and did service. I never missed a Sunday. I came to church and preached 2 messages. And then God said to me, don't shut my house down. I said, really? I said, okay. And Doc was on me as white on rice. Apostle, come on. Come on, shut the thing down. Come on, come on, Apostle. It's dangerous. This, I said, listen, we're taking all the precautions. Many of you didn't know it. Before you come to church, we spray all the seats with an anti-COVID disinfectant. Spray all the seats. What else do we do? With hand sanitizer, we take temperature. Hallelujah. Huh? Okay, and then the spacing. So we fulfilled our righteousness, but we never shut down.
Hallelujah.
And this is what I celebrate. God said, I give you my covenant so you can enter into my rest. When I obeyed him, he swore to me, because you obeyed me and took all the attacks and the criticisms and the judgments and the write-ups. He said, nobody will die in this church. And I keep saying it, until today, we are all still here. Courage. Watch. If you received such an instruction, would you obey it? When you think about the venom of people, the criticisms, people running to the members, you're going to church? Eh? And when they told it to me, I said, oh, you're going to Kroger? You mean you love your stomach more than your soul? And God, because I had the courage. You see now, if it's someone else's challenge, you will have great faith. You start mouthing off. Come on, Apostle, you should have known that God is with us and nothing will happen because somebody else has done it. But when it's your turn, you start hee-hawing. Remember, we all should know that God is with us. But it's the ability to take God is with me and put it in motion. Amen. And actually act it out. Amen. That's courage. Amen. That's courage. Many people desire the miracles of God. But this lack of courage has kept you from your breakthroughs. Amen. The first step to every breakthrough, to every step of faith, to every display of courage, is make sure you've heard from God. Beloved, we're beginning an exciting journey for the next 3 weeks. One of the things we celebrate at Resurrection House for All Nations is the decree that God gives us to frame our world, to frame our year. And when we use the force of faith armed with these decrees, miracles happen. We took a while to get to these decrees. God gave us them last year, but we never studied them one at a time. And even this year we got to them in the third month. And the very first one is, I have courage to accomplish great things. Not I am going to get courage, or I'm believing God for courage. No, I have courage to accomplish great things. Here are my own testimonies of taking on Delta COVID that was killing people like chickens. Bodies were being thrown into tractor trailers. That was the morgue. The regular morgue could not contain. And they got tractor trailer refrigerators that you used to move goods. And were throwing bodies into it. I saw that in New York. And there were so many exaggerations across the country. We're not dealing with that. But we know that hundreds of thousands of people died. And that was the Delta COVID that visited me. That thing was horrible. By the time we went from the house to the hospital, I could not even get down from the car to walk into the emergency room. Literally, I couldn't. They had to carry me from the seat of the car into the wheelchair, wheeled me in, did x-rays, and straight to the COVID ward. It was something. Courage is when your faith is tried, that you take what God has spoken and act on it. Without courage, faith is useless. It's the deployment of faith in the face of disaster, in the face of adversity, in the face of challenges. That's what courage is. I explained in the message, and I'm re-explaining. Even though we have not gotten there in the message at church, but Peter wrote, add to your faith virtue. If you look at that, the meaning there, moral courage. Courage is the addition that propels faith to action. Yes. The guts to believe that what God said is true. People were criticizing us, judging us, writing all kinds of things. I have my doctor that loved me or loves me in my ear, pleading with me to shut the church down. It's dangerous and people are dying everywhere. I had to shut all that down and hear God. And he told me, don't shut my house down. And I obeyed him. And that provided a supernatural covering all over my sons and daughters. And we went through COVID and did not lose one soul. Before you criticize us, produce your own evidence. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. For by it resurrection house all nations obtained a good report. For by it Apostle Chike obtained a good report. By faith. By faith. What are you going to do? Some of you have been watching Voice of Resurrection for 2-3 years, but you keep saying you're going to support it, you're going to support it, but you've never taken that step of faith. You're lacking courage. Doesn't matter where you think you have sowed a seed. Many times when I watch some of these telethons, it's just, you know, preying on people's covetousness, promising things that don't happen. That is what has discouraged many of you. But when God is speaking to you, you better obey him. Try this ground called Resurrection of All Nations. You will see that the money here has glory on it. It's anointed. Power is released. We love you. I'm challenging you. Let's get going. God bless you in Jesus' mighty name.